Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
718 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. I've got Rob's Royals on the tube right now. They are currently in the top of the 10th, losing 2-1 to Detroit. I'll tell you what, never in my life would I have thought if you were a playoff contender and you looked at your schedule and saw Detroit and went, ah, crap. Never in my life.
My Tigers?
Your Tigers. Never in my life would I have thought that would have been a real deal.
Rawr, make the kitty purr. Let's go.
Like, the Yanks are looking at the Mariners right now going, man, at least it's not the Tigers.
It was pretty nuts, I think, the last week of August to just wake up and see the Mariners and the Tigers with the same exact record. Dude, one day. It's like, what the hell happened?
I'm telling you, man, this Tigers team, they got an ace.
They do.
They got Riley Green. Maybe Torkelson figures it out. And AJ Hinch, despite turning a blind eye to a bunch of cheaters, pretty damn good manager.
And
damn good manager.
That shouldn't be managing.
Probably. You are probably right.
And you determined this.
But that goes the same for Alex Cora, but he's still got a job and blah, blah, blah.
And the Tigers continue to shut the hopes of the Mariners down if they win this game.
I've learned people must really hate Carlos Beltran. Because if Alex Cora and AJ Hinch have jobs and Beltran doesn't, that means I think people might not like Carlos Beltran.
Because he was so good?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But if Cora's still got a job, Hinch has got a job. Beltran had a job for like 5 days.
Yeah, for the Mets, who are really, really good now. Was it the Mets?
I would hold back on the really, really good.
Hey, they beat your Nationals 10-1 today.
That's okay. My Nationals are a 3-year future bet.
You know, okay? I'm going to go with the fact that maybe Carlos Beltran hopped around a little bit more in his career, as opposed to like Alex Cora played for, I think, like 5 teams, but a couple of those years were just at the end of his career, kind of when he was finishing up. He was mostly a Dodger and a Red Sox. Very beloved in both spots, right?
I would love to see how many times Carlos Beltran was traded at the trade deadline. It's probably once, but boy, it feels like 6 or 7.
Well, God, he was a Yankee. He was a Royal. He was an Astro.
It's like, we're going on a run. Go get Beltran.
Seriously. God. I'm missing a team, too.
So we got a lot to get to today, like I was kind of teasing earlier. I mean, this is the best part about the season. You know, here we are on the 17th of September. Playoffs are 2 weeks away. You got fantasy playoffs going on right now, and also races, because I don't think really any award is truly cemented. So you've got guys trying to ball out for a last minute. Like, you see Blake Snell today?
I did not see Blake Snell.
Blake Snell threw 6 innings, 3 hits, 12 strikeouts.
What I saw was my Orioles absolutely throw up all over themselves and play like a bunch of little league bitches out there today.
That's what I'm saying. This is the last few weeks. Like, it's time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Can Class A beat Skubal for the Cy Young? Like, man, we got S going down right now.
Well, no, but Class A's good.
Ouch, that hurt.
Class A's good?
That hurt.
He's been dominant lately. I mean, he's been dominant the
this
last 3 years.
This guy just said the Mets are really, really good, and Class A is just good.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He'll do.
But I want to get to this story that I thought was interesting. Speaking of the Giants and Blake Snell, who are not going to the playoffs, they seem to be kind of living a little bit in no man's land. They don't quite know what to do. They said no to Correa, which turned out to be the smart move. They went after Judge. They went after Otani. And their reward for that was Matt Chapman. Now, Came across the wire the other day. Matt Chapman does get an extension. He agreed to a 6-year, $151 million extension for the Giants. But the interesting thing that I find, when the Giants won the World Series in 10, 12, 14, there was something that kind of really looked at that team as very structurally sound. Good fan base, great stadium, good front office. Obviously, they had Bochy. And then the Gabe Kapler stuff didn't go very well, even though I liked him there. And now they've got Bob Melvin, but they're still not really that good. So they worked this deal out. The most interesting thing about this deal is that they wanted Chapman. This is from Andrew Baggerly from The Athletic. This is a quote that Chapman wanted to be there and the Giants wanted to be there, but Chapman and the GM, Zaidi, is that how you say it? Zaidi?
I believe.
I think Zaidi. So.
Yeah, Zaidi. Don't like each other. Quote, sources interviewed for the story were granted anonymity in exchange for their candor about topics that were not authorized to address publicly. They described an ownership group that valued Chapman's shining work ethic as much as his steady contributions on the field, that viewed the 31-year-old as someone who could instill both continuity as well as a culture change, and that was adamant to avoid a repeat of last offseason when a standoff between the Giants and Boris lasted until mid-March.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It was an ownership group that viewed re-signing Chapman as a slam dunk and did not trust Zaidi and Boris to finish at the rim. So what they did is they brought in Buster Posey,
who is now part of the ownership group.
And he went to Matt Chapman and said, hey, buddy, this is the deal. We think you should sign it. Being a Giant is amazing. And Chapman signed it. And then Chapman came out and said, there's a bunch of people around the league that are asking me, hey, is this a problem? Because I'd really love to come to San Francisco and play with you. I don't know if that's rhetoric, but you know what I mean. If there is some guys that are high-priced free agents that want to come, do you guys think that this is just a Boris Zaidi thing? Or is Zaidi in a little bit of trouble as the GM of the Giants?
Well, I think this might be a bit of over-exaggeration. In the sense of that Zaidi is like a problem. I think that they've been aggressive going after players. I think it's been six seasons now that he's been the manager or the GM there, and it will be the third straight season of them missing the playoffs.
And that year they made the playoffs.
They were like...
They scraped in.
Well, they also had the one season with the most wins in MLB.
Yeah.
With like 106 or something like
and
that.
And they lost and in they the lost. First round.
Right. Correct. Baltimore Orioles wouldn't know nothing about that. But I just think that is... it's a little bit overblown in that things just probably weren't... things weren't getting done. And so it's like, hey, let's go to the bullpen. Let's call in the lefty that can throw flames, a.k.a. Buster Posey, Mr. San Francisco, Mr. Giant himself, and let's get this done. Because whatever was happening with Chapman and Boris, and also it's not like Chapman is in that room.
No, it's Boris. And let's be real. I mean, Jordan Montgomery's come out and said Boris cost him. That's why his season sucks, and yeah, he's not got a long-term deal.
I think his season sucks just because he sucks.
He sucks.
Yeah. And he gained like 30 pounds.
I would agree with you on that.
So I
would too if I win a World Series.
So I don't think...
Chicken wings. Yeah, let's roll, baby.
I'm probably with you on that. I'm putting on 20 or 30 pounds. I do that, and I don't even win a World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's getting a little bit overblown. And then like there's stuff coming out that he was a little bit more involved, but that could be that this is damage control because of it getting out of hand as far as the headlines and the news. Something tells me that this is just a one-off and that, you know, if he was really this bad at his job, would they have been able to get Blake Snell?
True. But it took a long time for Blake Snell, and that first half, he wasn't good. If you had Blake Snell and Logan Webb pitching like they're pitching now all year, you might be in a different spot. No. Probably not, because San Diego and Arizona are very, very good. Obviously, the Dodgers. But Blake Snell looked really bad.
And yeah, now for he a while. Looks,
now it's like, can I give Blake Snell the Cy Young in the National League because of how good he's been in the second half?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm not saying you should, but I like that question can be asked.
Yeah. I just think that also maybe Scott Boras is a pain in the ass to work with.
Yeah. I gotta chime in and completely take the other side of what Joe's saying here. I'm not even going tinfoil hat with this. I do think there are problems in the front office between ownership and Zaidi. I think what final year of his contract, ownership negotiating in any type of way, a deal, yeah, Buster Posey, franchise icon or not, whoever from ownership is negotiating that deal with a player as opposed to the GM, I think that's a problem. And then the way that you're hearing it being refuted is from the agent most known for spin and lies in all of Major League Baseball history, Boris.
I would love for Boris to not be in this game.
I would agree with you, and it looks like he's kind of starting to be on his way out after the way that all his pitchers and position players had to take one-year deals, especially the likes of Jordan Montgomery, I think of, who's having a terrible season in Arizona. So Boris might be on his way out, but to hear him refuting it, saying that, the involvement of Buster Posey's being overblown, that's what Scott Boras is saying here? Stop it. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see, especially as the Giants move forward. They got money to spend. They want to spend money. They've got, you know, a Patrick Bailey. They've got Logan Webb. They've got guys that are there for a while. It'll be interesting to see how they go forward. And if Zaidi is a problem, then maybe that's why Judge isn't there. Maybe that's why Otani's not there. Maybe that's why Correa's not there, even though I think they dodged a bullet on that. So I think for an organization that I think we all massively respect and look up to and love the stadium and the city and all that jazz, it'll be interesting to see what the fallout is in this, especially as they try to grab new free agents and rebuild.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.